interview with Myron Ricker of Union, Oregon on December 4th, 1997. As far as, say, your birth date and how long you've been here in, you know, the Union area.
I've been here all my life.
Okay. Do you have when you were born, what year?
Have I?
When you were born?
1915.
Oh, okay. And that's here in Union?
Yeah.
Then, if you can give me maybe just a brief description of your background, of, you know, what you were doing here during those years.
Well, I was raised on a cattle ranch all my life, lived on all my life.
Is that the same location that you're at right now?
Well, the old home ranch is in South Union, but he joined his place here on Catherine Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hooked up together.
And on the, on Catherine Creek here, or Little Creek, do you recall as far as any changes during your lifetime, particularly with the beaver or, you know, any of the marsh areas? And I know there's a lot of ditches in here that, you know, have drained, not necessarily drain waterway, but, you know, irrigated for irrigation like that to go through the area. But Dick Bonney is telling me, like in Little Creek, I guess used to be quite a few beaver ponds in there, and then that, you know, was trapped out, and then that channel was changed in there.
Well, there isn't many beaver left. There's a, up here at the old city intake, the beaver move in there every year, trying to dam that out.
Uh-huh.
They have quite a time of that.
But yeah.
That's about the only activity of beaver I know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know all the time it was Will Brown, too, from the Game Commission. He said that, like, in the 30s, they're just pretty well trapped out, and then they start transplanting a few, you know, back in on that. But I didn't know if you recall, like on Little Creek there, where the tightest ground was, of whether that was all marsh, and was it in, and before they drained it, or you know about when that might have been done?
No, it'd be before my time. That's been just like that ever since I knew anything
about it. Yeah, that's what I was trying to, you know, find out about when that might have been. And because, like I said, Dick Bonney is telling me that evidently way back, you know, like during the century.
Yeah, that had been a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the vegetation in the bottom land here, from here up to the state park and, you know, down through these meadows? Do you recall any change, or what that was like in the early days?
Well, about all that's been done is a lot of brush has been cleared out and land leveled.
Mm-hmm.
This place here used to have just about, there's about twice as many acres of farmland here now as there was originally. It was all brush. That lower field was all brush.
What kind of brush is in there?
Oh, just these little willows.
Oh, yeah.
Like stuff growing along the edge of the creek there now.
Mm-hmm. What about the amount of cottonwoods? Was that about the same? Or
as far as I know, it's about the same.
Because there's still quite a few cottonwoods that are scattered up and down the creek there. Do you know if they were cutting cottonwoods for anything? In the discussion, somebody had asked me, and I said I never heard of cottonwood being cut. Supposedly they were logging it, or what it was used for.
No, there's an outfit talking about that, about 10 years ago, talking about coming in cutting these cottonwoods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing ever developed. They never come back.
Oh, so. Yeah. But I couldn't figure out profitability to, you know, make it worthwhile. And, how about as far as, remember, like, flood years or any time, you know, anything like that that was been some real problem areas down through here?
Well, the only flood we had was in 48, winter of 48-49.
I remember Slim Chenault telling me, you know, a little bit about that. What was that, where you had like heavy snows and then the
real heavy snow, and a real cold spring, and then it started raining along about the 1st of May. That's when the flood came. It took all the high snow out, and there was the rain too, and it just made more water than the creek could handle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember, you know, tell like all the business districts and cleared out in towards, you know, the Ranger District there. Do you remember that was pretty well widespread, or was it just around the Union area for the flooding?
Flooding? No, it had just Union out to, well, kind of northwest of here. The old channel, the regular creek channel, picked up most of the water from there on.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember there's been any channel changes down from the state park and going out, you know, towards Hot Lake there, or, you know, either Catherine Creek or Little Creek?
No, there's been some. Oh, they've taken some bends out of the creek and stuff like that, just minor stuff,
yeah,
nothing major.
Mm-hmm. Again, that flood, was it 1948 or 49?
It was winter 48-49.
Yeah. Oh, winter through that period,
yeah.
48-49. Oh, okay. What about as far as fishing up through here? Do you recall either your experiences or from, you know, your folks of, you know, salmon runs of when they were up in here and about how many?
Well, they've just gradually got less salmon every year. But they used to be people catch quite a few, get quite a few salmon along in here.
Do you remember what kind of, what methods they're using? And
well, most of them just use them little grab hooks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, put a, just single hook on a pole.
just grab them out.
Yeah.
And, do you remember as far as like, how far back you can remember about how many they were, or how big those runs were, and what time of year were they?
Well, mostly right along after high water, probably in May, the first part of June, when the biggest runs was.
Remember, Dick Bonney, I got a picture from him, showed, of course, that would have been back in probably the, oh, between 20s and 30s, that they were right down, there's a little dam there, oh, by the fish hatchery, and then they were, showed them in the creek, you know, working up along the creek there fishing. And do you remember how long that dam was in there? Would have had to been on the, what'd that be, the, as you're coming this way.
Yeah,
on the right
side. I know where it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know just what year it was in there.
Well, I think they put in probably 1920s when they built the hatchery. I didn't know if they'd done it.
Well, that Strikehammer ditch is just below the, just
right
below the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was in the long, it was probably way back in the 1860s.
Yeah,
70s,
the ditch part of it, yeah.
It's an old,
oh, yeah,
old
mm-hmm
ditch there.
Yeah, I noticed that they changed that up, putting those, like, fish ladders in there.
And, yeah. Well, that's true. I haven't gotten much use for that game creation. There's no sense of them building what they did down there.
Yeah.
Lost two lives right after they put it in.
Well, I know, yeah. That was a real tragedy, you know, with that.
And that bright idea they got from that specialist in New York didn't work.
Is that how
they'll make that water turbulent, see, to keep it clean.
Oh, I didn't know how what the background was.
Well, it's still right up the gravel. It's 6 foot deep, that thing, right below the dam.
Oh, wow.
And it's filled up in the middle now, the gravel, but where they got that water piped in that turbine in each corner down there, well, that's clean.
Oh, I see.
They did that. They said it wouldn't fill up the gravel. It didn't work.
Didn't work too good.
No.
Do you know if on the Davis Dam about when that might have been put in?
Well, it about the 1800s.
Because I think that was the old Nodine property, wasn't
yeah.
it? And then I don't know, I can't recall who owned it after that before Pete and R.B. were out
well,
there.
Well, Benson, they
was that the Benson?
They were related.
That's right, yeah, it was Benson. I remember reading that.
They originally got the land, and Pete and Richard took it over.
Okay, so it probably went then from Nodine to Benson's and then,
yeah.
then to Pete and Richard.
Yeah.
Because I know the all the research I was doing out there, that Nodine, you know, they drained that Tule Lake that was right there by Hot Lake. It was about 1,600 acres. And they changed it. You can find on the maps there where they changed the creek channel, so it might have been at that time when they, all that got changed up.
Yeah, they cut a channel through there to drain it.
Oh, yeah, and there's those big dikes, when you get out in that Davis crowd, those things, there's a lot of earth movement up there. And, did a lot of changing to drain that stuff and probably keep from flooding, in future years. Do you recall, you had this picture of your dad here in 1931 catching the salmon. Do you remember anything about, just the numbers of salmon that were coming up through here during different periods of time?
Well, I wouldn't... It'd just be a wild guess, but
well, that's fine.
I know that there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Remember about how long that lasted before, because I guess now, do you see any, is there any sign of salmon here?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. My wife is just... This is my second wife. I was married three times.
Oh, yeah.
That's the second wife.
Oh,
she used to get a kick out of that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was in 1970.
Oh, I'll be darned.
They're still coming up.
So they're still, yeah.
There's less of them.
Yeah. Boy, that's a dandy, though.
Yeah, sure was. Oh, that salmon just got a few less every year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them dams down there for all that lost salmon either.
Well, there's many factors, that you get into. It's pretty complex.
I used to have to go to Portland. Well, I was logging on the side, and I'd have to go down and get parched a lot of times, make just trip down and back, I know they're using them gill nets on that river.
Well, they had a lot of things. They had, the early days they had the fish wheels, and then they went to the gill netting, and there's a lot of different methods they've used, down through there.
Well, they used to stretch those gill nets clear across.
Mm-hmm.
any fish would come up and get caught.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When was that, about what year do you recall?
Oh, that'd been... late 40s or early 50s.
Oh, okay. Do you recall, Myron, about what year might have been as far as any major change in numbers here? I know you said it's kind of gradual, but do you recall if it was just kind of gradual all the time, or if it actually made quite a change?
Well, it seemed to me wasn't paying too much attention to salmon. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me like they just gradually got a few less every year.
Mm-hmm. I remember it was 1960 when I came back out of the Army. I remember there was quite a good run up by the... there in the lower park area at that time. Still seemed like there's quite a number, in them. But I was about the same way. I never paid a whole lot of attention, except that if you've ever seen a bunch,
Yeah, I remember. I was a kid back here. This has been about over 70 years ago. I went back and I met a kid. They was running cattle there. Catherine Great Meadows,
mm-hmm.
and we was in there and took some salt up. What are you doing? Take salt to cattle. There's so many salmon in there in the bend where the creek runs back and forth. There's places where it didn't look like you'd walk across the creek on the salmon back.
They were clear up that high. Was that right?
Well, that's where they used to spawn.
Yeah, near the meadows there?
Yeah.
It was right in the meadow, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just sand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Water's pretty, that's pretty level.
Do you remember about what time of year that was?
Well, it is probably the first part of June.
Mm-hmm. It's about time the snow went out.
And yeah, snow was all gone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts was it that your wife caught this salmon here? And
where was what?
Where was the picture taken? I mean, where did she catch that one that was in the picture, that salmon on Catherine?
Oh, yeah, caught him right out here.
Oh, right out behind your place here. Do you remember how much that one weighed? Or how long it
was? No, I don't think, we never weighed
never
it.
Never weighed it. It was a pretty good sized fish, though.
There's about 8 or 10 of them right there. Well, I grabbed that one.
Do you remember in the early days of, as far as the townspeople or anyone else coming in here to fish for salmon, or not necessarily fish, or how they used to take them?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, there used to be a lot of Indians come over here.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come over in their packs and wagons, you know. They used to camp up here on this old Miles place.
Which one was the Miles place?
Well, it's about the third place on up here now.
Oh, okay.
It's the last one before you get into the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a field on each side of the creek there, and quite a few trees. But them Indians used to set their teepees up. They'd be there for pretty much a month.
Oh, be darned.
Oh, Ed Miles got a kick out of it. He owned the land there. They used to just stream up in the sun, just dry in the sun.
Do you remember how you used to catch them?
No, I never did see them catch them.
I was just going by
my folks.
But used to dry them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. How about some of the local people? Do you remember if they used, or how much area here they used to fish in, or go out?
Yeah, well, there's people used to fish all the way up and down here, but
mm-hmm.
Town people.
Yeah, how far was it down there below Union, do you know?
Well, they never fished below us.
So it was always up.
Seemed like they always come up.
Coming up this way.
Mm-hmm. Country's flatter down there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember seeing anything else in here besides the Chinook salmon as far as eels or trout, or any other fish?
Well, there used to be some of them, we call them suckers. They used to get in these irrigating ditches, but the salmon, that's something else these fishes fouled up on. Salmon never went down these ditches. I never did see a salmon the whole time I was a kid getting in the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Them suckers, though, they live in the mud, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to be down and catch them down there once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Because I think the ditches were open, weren't they? They didn't have screens in?
Yeah, these screens haven't been in too long.
Yeah. Were you familiar with any of the mining activity up the Grand Ronde River, do you remember any of that?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, because it wasn't real extensive, you know, it wasn't like the Sumpter country. We had that Camp Carson, and then there's some dredging in there, you know, on the upper Grand Ronde, but I didn't know if he'd gotten up in there or not. No, Myron, if you remember anything, you know, like going up the old highway there, Highway 30, before they put the interstate in, remember any changes up from that, you know, you left LeGrand up to Hilgard?
No, I don't think. What kind of change you mean?
Well, just as far as the vegetation, you know, up that river bottom, because they, when they put the Interstate 80 in, you know, they made quite a few changes of the river in there, you know, straightened some of that out, and of course they had a different alignment with the interstate compared to the old Highway 30 road that was in there.
Well, the old highway went right up the river, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, there's a few bridges in there, you know, there's those old narrow steel bridges that where they did make some, you know, crossings in there, and of course then they changed some of that up when they put the interstate in. But I was wondering if you recall any other obstructions in the river at all. You know, like I said, we had this one. I've never been up the intake here for the city. Is that a little bit of a dam in there?
Oh, yeah. It was about a, well, I think it was 8-foot dam had in there. Mm-hmm. I know they had an awful time in the city on fish green. They couldn't get one to work. Salmon up. They'd be all kinds of salmon kicked up right below there.
Oh, really?
They'd get back and jump at a fish ladder, but they'd come out 20 feet below the dam. Them darn fish would jump down there and hit the end of that cement on that ladder and flop back in. They wasn't jumping what they were supposed to.
Wasn't designed for them.
Yeah.
Did that get changed up then? Have they made that different now than what it used to be?
Yeah.
Do you remember about when that might have been done?
Well, the original or?
Well, both the original and then, you know, any change, you know, when it was changed up.
Well, that old one, they must have put that in about going to sometime in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
But this new one, they just did it here a year or two ago, you know.
Yeah, I saw the
They made three dams, what they did.
Oh, is that what it is? Because like I said, I didn't see any pictures of it. I didn't know just what they've done.
Yeah, this one is 10 feet deep. One's 12 feet deep. Spilled over into the regular cement dam, and then that spilled over into the next one. So there's only a 2-foot fall between
each one.
Each one. Mm-hmm. I thought there'd be trouble there, that 12-foot dam, but the kids was going in there swimming and over. They could swim.
Could dive in that one.
Yeah.
Do you recall anything of the out there in the valley at all as far as the change in vegetation along the rivers or those wetlands during your lifetime?
Well, there's a lot more land irrigated, and about half that valley usually wasn't irrigated.
It was all dry land farm, wasn't it, pretty much? Of course, I noticed they've really been putting the circles in out there the last few years, you know, doing the deep wells, you know, and that type of thing. Yeah, I was wondering, by chance, you don't have a picture of your dad, do you, of the original picture?
Well, Dave might have one. I don't know where he found that.
Yeah, because that's a dandy. That's because it'd be nice to, if I could try and make a picture of it. You know, this has got all the dots in it, and didn't know if there's an original around where you'd make a copy negative for you and just have that as, you know, kind of record.
Well, let me look. I got a bunch of pictures here, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Either showed the picture of the Union City intake. That was 1951.
Mm-hmm.
Says that foreground shows a dam.
I did looking upstream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it says blown up 1949 because of the flooding. But they do take and, you know, then rebuild it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that old boy. That was just before Dad bought this place. He was living here at that time. He got a guy that knew dynamite and went up there and blew it up.
Oh, that's cool.
But it, the old one was only about 4 feet high, but just when they rebuilt it, they built it about 8 feet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good picture, too. And that, do you know, you think, would Dave have that picture, too, do you think? Or?
Well, yeah, he got this thing together.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was kind of head of this deal here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was, just last week. It's coming, I don't know, what day is it this week here, the 5th?
Is what?
Shows December the 5th. Oh, 1995. I didn't read the year. Yeah, because I hadn't heard of it. But, yeah, where's Dave living?
Oh, he lives right here.
This is his place here.
He just drove out.
Maybe
should have stopped him.
Yeah. Because if there's a chance, it'd be real nice to have that as part of that history. You know, showing, you know, that change and like that. But, because I knew that, that the place had flooded a lot, you know, down there in 48. That was before I'd come here, but I remember Slim Chenault telling about it, you know, years ago, that of all that heavy flooding, and Dick Bonney, too. But didn't know just what all the background was, or, you know, how extensive it was. Well, when you said you were logging, did you do anything up the Grand Ronde area, the Grand Ronde River country, or?
I don't know much about that.
Yeah, I didn't know where all you were hauling from. I remember you had the trucks there, but I didn't know, how much area you covered.
We wasn't up there very much.
No, uh-huh.
Somebody back in here, in Eagle Creek.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dick Bonney had quite a lot of stuff on that, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, Dick, of course, his dad started that hatchery there, and so he had some real good coverage, on that.
Yeah, I went to school with Dick.
Did you?
We were in the same grade.
Oh, I'll be darned. Yeah, because he said, talk about, being night watch, but while he's at school there up by the dam there, So I guess they tried to blow him out one night, so somebody had him piece of dynamite on the string and let it down the river, down the creek.
Yeah,
that was quite a scare.
Blew a big slab out of that rock.
Oh,
no, it did. Just tip it over.
Yeah. But as far as the beaver activity, do you know anyone else around here that have any idea of that's still alive? Or, any of the trapping, or that you remember anything about the beaver?
No, I wouldn't know. Who would know?
And like I said, there's not too many still around that, that were actually doing something like that. Okay. As far as the meadow in here, has that been pretty much the same since your dad bought that?
Yeah, it is. It's just wild meadows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for maybe while you do some little brush clearing in there. Or,
well, they used to get a piece cleaned up while we cleaned up and leveled and then plow it and sow it to alfalfa. Oh, in about 3 years, it'd be grass.
What did you actually do leveling yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know some of that. Wasn't up Huffman, didn't they get the big equipment in there from the Soil Conservation Service to level in there?
Yeah, the Soil Conservation did a lot of it.
Yeah, remember about what year that was, Myron?
Oh, it was right after the war. Probably the early 50s when most of that was going on.
Do you remember about how extensive that was? Was it just the Huffman property, or were there other areas?
Oh, they did a lot of work around here.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For everybody. They did this place, that most of that lower field.
Oh, did they? Because I know Max DeVore, you know, up the creek, he was doing a lot of the, you know, work for him.
Yeah, Max worked for him quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of work around here.
Oh, yeah. I was wanting to go over and talk to Bud Jones. I haven't done that yet because he was kind of ramrodding that, you know, for him there for a few years. So I remember talking about Max, you know, doing the cat work and the equipment handling. But what was it with them? Did they do, like, clearing the brush, too, or come in, you know, moving the brush?
Oh, yeah. Leveling? They did do everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember as far as, like, up and down through here, how many different areas they were working or had worked?
Well, they've done work on pretty near every place along here.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know, like the Titus ground, if that was, I know that had been drained, you know, a long time ago where Little Creek was changed.
That's the old Fickle, but Ed Fickle used to own that.
That was I couldn't remember the name. That's what Dick Bonney said. I think it was during his time is when that got changed up. Do you recall about when Titus got that?
Oh, it was. It might have been in the late 50s or early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that would have been Bert Titus, wasn't it?
Bert drops dead.
Right. Mm-hmm. One other thing with the the Indians, when they're getting those salmon and drying them, is that all they did pretty much is dry them to pack them back over the hill there? Remember what the as far as the other people in here fishing for those, did they know how they prepared them or what they did with them?
Well, no, I think the local people here, they just catch one or two and, you know, use it up.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't try to keep them.
Yeah, because I think in the early days, didn't they do some canning of them, or do you remember?
I don't remember much much of that.
Because it might have been, I talked to Dwayne West when he said, I guess his grandparents were up around this intake someplace where they used to bring a buckboard in and used to, I guess, pitchfork them and, you know, throw them in. And they, of course, that is, I guess they canned them for winter, you know, where they'd have food there. Like that, but I don't know if that went on very long or not.
Okay. Well, that pitchfork, that's where my dad got that one.
Oh, it
is? Used pitchfork.
Yeah, that's a dandy. Yeah, I'll have to get a hold of Dave then and see if he's, you know, if he's got that.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be open to that. It'd be a good one for posterity. You know, historic picture. Yeah, I think that...